Hi, I'm David Fetter, Executive Editor Technical for Prepared Foods. Welcome to Prepared Foods' look at what's happening in the world of plant-based development. I recently asked a number of experts in plant-based formulation a set of questions about the multi-billion dollar double-digit growth trend of meat, seafood, and dairy analogs derived from plant-based ingredients. Today, our guest is Jackie Kim. She's product manager for Nasoya, which is a part of Pulmone Foods USA, and they're makers of plant-based meat products. Jackie manages the company's flagship brands of Nasoya and Plantspired, and she's in charge of carving out the long and short-term innovation roadmap, as well as the go-to-market strategy for all the plant-based meat items they're doing. Jackie played a key role in the innovation of a new charcoal-grilled plant-inspired steak, and it's the first of a number of vegetarian meat products that Nasoya and Plant-Inspired are launching. Hi, Jackie.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So good to see you again after Nat Expo.
Likewise.
Let me ask, as a company with Korean roots, Nasoya can draw on the centuries-old tradition in Asia of crafting meat substitutes and analogs from soy and other plant-derived proteins. So I'm wondering, how specifically has this history, culture, tradition informed the ingredients and techniques that you're using to make these new lines of plant-based entrees in the midst of all this fierce competition?
Sure. So our history drives everything that we do. And really, you know, as far as our parent company, Pulmone, we were founded on the principles of nutrition and sustainability. And so we're really committed to preparing foods that are not only good for you, your family, and also the planet. So we started with producing tofu, which is the simplest form of plant-based protein. And Nasoya was able to quickly really take ownership of the market. We are America's number one tofu brand, according to Nielsen sales revenue.
And I've got some in my fridge right now.
Oh, awesome. Nasoya tofu. Awesome.
Just coincidence, but there it is.
Exactly. So, you know, and you know as a consumer, but even in this competitive landscape, our company is always innovating. But we're also keeping in mind the simplistic nature of how to bring healthy and delicious foods that are also good for the environment. And so I think for our company, we're always leaning into our core, which is the tofu, and leaning into all the learnings that we have from tofu, and then bringing it into everything else that we have. And so we like to really focus on bringing, you know, trusted and known ingredients and simple and clean ingredients as much as possible.
So you're merging ancient tradition with modern methodology, and is that informing some of the culinary decisions?
Exactly. So it's kind of bringing the old and then the new together in order to, you know, keep things sustainable, but then also bring best practices from our rich history.
Very nice. Thank you very much. That's a great overview of what you guys are doing there. So, Jackie, what was your first major technical challenge in creating your products, and how did you decide on the ingredients and techniques that you used and made to address that challenge?
Sure. So for plant-based meat products, you know, consumers really care about things that are familiar, things that taste good. But, you know, as far as key attributes, we really, really focus on bringing products that people are familiar with. And so for plant-inspired steaks specifically, I'd say that in the beginning, we struggled a little bit with the texture of getting that spot on texture. So we had to really play around with different percentage levels of our textured soy protein. Also just sourcing and making sure that we had the best product within our ingredient deck until we got the formula right. So I would say that we also work really closely with our packaging engineers to make sure that moisture levels were retained, that the product was still juicy enough while maintaining the texture. So we ran many different tests to make sure that the product was quality was great.
Wow, that is very important. That's the end-to-end necessity of ensuring that what you've created stays what you've created.
Exactly,
So, okay.
exactly.
So Jackie, tell me, did you reach out to any of the ingredient companies for some technical expertise as you were developing these recent products?
For the plant-based meat products, I don't believe so. I believe a lot of our technical expertise is handled in-house.
Okay, got it. What would you like to see ingredient companies do or do better in order to help you? Either do or do better.
Sure. I think going back to our company's philosophy in Lowhouse, which is life of health and sustainability, really we are looking for vendors and companies, ingredient companies that also are aligned with that vision and can provide those clean and natural products. So, sometimes it's tough to find a variety of those vendors. Sometimes, for a single ingredient source, there might only be a one or a couple. And so it'd be great to see more variety in that aspect. I think that with companies that are aligned with our mission as well, keeping sustainability in mind. And then at the same time, I would say just price competitive. Activity is important. As prices have been rising for our TSP ingredient, alone, I would say that we experienced a pretty big price increase last year. And so, with plant-based products, you want, obviously they're priced at a premium, but we do want to, at the end of the day, be competitive with meat and animal products as well.
Right, the flexitarian group is far bigger than the vegan vegetarian, and
Exactly.
the need is to compete in that channel more than any of the others. Very good. What aspects of your formulations are you tweaking for the next versions?
Sure. So for plant-inspired steak, there's definitely a clear need for other flavors. And so, based on our consumer insights, people are looking for things that are different, that maybe spicy version, maybe even a plain version down the line that people, cooking enthusiasts can kind of make their own as a blank
Ah.
canvas. So I think you guys will start to see some things popping up here and there towards the end of this year and beginning of next year.
Oh, good, good, good,
Results.
good. So I like the idea of a plane. I'm a former chef, so
Oh,
gives room to play. So very, very
exactly.
good idea. So and then how has navigating all the technical and production challenges of your products given you a clearer view of what sets you apart from your competition?
With every challenge, there's always opportunity. And so I would say, perfecting our technical challenges of our PBM products has really given us a clear picture of who we are, where the white space is, and what we need to do going forward. And so it's really kind of given us a clear vision of where our products stand. And then from a production standpoint, I think it's really helped us best prepare for the future. And so, with the pandemic, especially over the last couple of years, more and more people are eating plant-based products. And as a result, we've experienced some shortages and downfalls as well. But based on those learnings, we have really now aggressively been expanding, from a plant and line perspective to best prepare for that in the future.
Ah, good. So, all right. Here's the tough one. What's next in the pipeline for, Nisoyan and plant-inspired? What do you guys got coming around that you can disclose, of course?
Sure. So Nisoya again, being number one, America's number one tofu company, we have strong market share. However, at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity for growth in household penetration. The last time we checked, we were just, shy of like 10%. We're about at 8%. And so, with the new lineup being plant-inspired and we have a number of different SKUs, and then also with this plant-based meat introduction, we now really have something for everyone. And so I think, on this journey of the plant-based world, we would love to become a household name with our products and really be known for that company that is, all about well-being, about bringing cleaner, simpler, but delicious products. So I think you will definitely start to see more of us in the future. We'll be making some noise out there with not only from a product standpoint, but also from a marketing standpoint. So get ready.
Okay, any sneak peeks for some?
No sneak peeks, but this one is the one that
Ah,
you experienced, David, at the
that's
show. It
right.
was a huge
Yeah.
hit at Expo West and will be hitting major retailers starting in May, June of this year. So this is the plant-inspired steak, charcoal grilled premium cut, the plant-based steak that we'll be releasing. And so, yeah, check it out.
Good, good. Okay. Are you allowed to let us know if something like poultry is on its way or?
Sure. I mean, we have a big roadmap. And so we have a roadmap of products, and it could be on its way as well. So, yeah, we have
Okay.
lots of product SKUs and cuts and different meats coming to the table.
Okay. I'm waiting for something that I don't think anyone's done yet, and that's plant-based lamb, plant-based duck.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that
So,
challenge.
okay. Thought you'd appreciate it. So, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us today, and thanks for that wonderful in-depth look at what's happening at Nisoya and PlantSpired, and just in the industry in general. And Jackie, audience members, I really hope y'all enjoyed this first-person discussion as much as I did. I invite everybody to stay tuned for more on-trend topics that are of interest to our food and beverage formulators. Be sure to check out our growing coverage at preparedfoods.com under the media menu. So, thank you very much,
Thank you so much,
and
David.
thanks. My pleasure. Bye.